Welcome back to JJ and Edie's podcast. Hello. I just want to bless all of you, tell all of you that I am better. I stayed home, got better.
And we went to have lunch at Old Torrance today, at Torrance Bakery. JJ had me looking for some watermelon cookies that he saw on YouTube. And so I thought, oh, Torrance Bakery is going to have those. Because they have, you know, those cute sugar cookies with like food coloring and all that. And we went to the one in Gardena on Western. They said that the big one in Old Town Torrance has it. So there goes Mama driving to Old Town Torrance to get her baby his cookies.
I'm going to take my horse to Old Town Morning, right, and I can't no more. I hope you like my voice to all my fans. I've been blessed. God loves me. He made me better than ever.
So JJ got sick on Sunday morning. Crazy Mama and Crazy Titi Libby thought it was a great idea to let him go swimming. We went to go have coffee on the beach, you know, like the good old Laguna Beach days where they go and they have some dramatic talk at the beach. That's how we were. Me and Titi Libby's over here gossiping about everybody. No, we're telling secrets at the beach. And then, you know, JJ got his feet wet and then started with his feet, and then, oh, let me lay here in the water, pretend that the wave's gonna catch me. And then Titi Libby's like, you know what, Mimi, he's already wet, go ahead and just let him get wet. I'm like, whatever, he's already there. It was actually humid at the beach this weekend. It was so nice and it was not chilly at all, so we let him get wet, right?
Yeah.
And what happened? You got sick.
That was your fault too. Kind of. My fault. It was kind of my fault.
And Titi Lib's fault. But he's feeling better. He had night terrors last night. So night terrors happen when
you are sick.
When you're sick, when you have a fever, a high temperature. And they're kind of like nightmares.
Yeah.
But you actually wake up scared. You wake up scared, but you're still asleep. So your eyes are wide open and you don't know where you are. You don't know who's around you. And you're scared and you're crying, but your eyes are open and you're still asleep. So it's really creepy. The good thing is that you got this while you were...
little.
No, it was still early in the night. But then you kept having them throughout the night. So we gave you your medicine, which helped... So we didn't sleep too well. That's why we stayed home and we got to go out a little bit today.
Yeah, today's not fun day.
No, it's not ditch day. It's more like sicky day.
Yeah.
And then we go and find out that Miss N, which is JJ's first grade teacher, where is she? She's in Hawaii. Girl, you better get back because my boy needs you tomorrow. Right, baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, she posted herself drinking an alcoholic beverage in Hawaii. She tagged herself in Hawaii on the first grade Instagram page. So I'm like, okay, Miss N, I see you having fun in Hawaii while we're over here going to school where you're supposed to be teaching.
Dealing with all the hard work.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe she'll be back tonight or something. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? She'll probably be back. Like, she said she'll be back. She'll be gone for a couple of days.
Oh, well, you're going to have a substitute, but that'll be fine. Miss Carter's going to help. Miss Urbikite's going to help, I'm sure.
What?
I'm sure someone else will be there to fill in, but that is all. We had a really good weekend. Right, JJ? We went to Target twice yesterday because I forgot Ming Ming Booty's food. That's it. We got lots of medicine, lots of rest. We've been sicky here at home. And what else, baby?
Dealing with my sickness.
Yeah, dealing with the sickness. He's all better now. He's ready to go to school tomorrow. He's been eating great.
Yeah. I hope all of you have a blessed week. A good week. A good short week.
And we're going to tune in on Friday and tell you what we're going to do this weekend.
Yeah.
Right, baby?
Yeah.
And hopefully your throat gets better soon so we can go have some Yogurtland. Okay, let's sing to everybody the song we made up. Duérmase mi niño, duérmase mía, porque mañana
estoy mayor con la niña.
Good job.
I don't know how to speak in Spanish, really.
Oh my gosh, you don't know how to. Oh, so I want to tell you guys really quick. Jaden told me that there's a little, I think it's like 6th or 7th grade, a little boy named, we'll just call him N. His name starts with the N. But he told me that he was kind of rude to him last year, which last school year, what it's over with, I know. And who knows, maybe he wasn't rude, maybe he was. But all I know is that tomorrow morning we're gonna get there early and we're gonna talk to this little boy, right?
He's not little, he's big.
Oh, he's a big kid. That makes it even worse. It's a big kid, and if he's treating the younger ones rude, we're gonna have a problem, right?
I have a problem here. What a real Slim Shady. Please stand up. We're gonna have a problem here. Can I have your attention, please? What a real Slim Shady. Please stand up. Please stand up. We're gonna have a problem right here. Alright, that's the end of our podcast. I hope you enjoyed, because I was being funny at the end. Bye-bye, boys and girls. Bye-bye.